In this bulletin, more than 2,000 COVID-19 cases in Victoria and 11 deaths. 5 people killed in a bow and arrow attack in Norway. And an Australian swimmer sets a new record for the number of English Channel crossings. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer Sonia Bennett says the high number of cases in Victoria is disappointing but not unexpected. Victoria hit a new record today with 2,297 new COVID-19 cases and 11 deaths. Dr. Bennett says the state isn't quite at the levels of vaccination coverage needed for reopening.
And it all hinges around that effective reproductive number. So if every case is transmitting to more than one case, we'll see those numbers continue to rise. It's a fine balance at the moment, but we don't expect that case numbers are going to rise exponentially in Victoria, but we'll probably continue to see high case numbers for some time and then expect to see them come down as vaccination continues to increase daily, which is what we're seeing.
More Dine and Discover vouchers are on the way for residents of New South Wales as the state works on economic recovery. Treasurer Matt Keane says the 2 vouchers of $25 each will be issued via the Service New South Wales app from December 1st.
Today we're asking families to ditch the microwave, to forget the dishwasher and put a pause on Netflix. And we're asking you to get out and dine and discover. We're offering today 2 $25 vouchers to encourage you to go out to restaurants, spend time with family and friends in a COVID-safe way and get out and give a boost to our economy. This is a $250 million shot right to the heart of our economy.
New South Wales has recorded 406 new cases and 6 deaths. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's very confident Pfizer will be approved for children aged 5 to 11. Yesterday, the Therapeutic Goods Administration approved the first step of the process, with Pfizer now able to submit an application to vaccinate children in Australia. The TGA has to give approval before the matter is considered by the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation. Mr. Hunt says it's important to have a 2-step approval process.
We take a double green light approach. ATAGI is our advisory body on vaccines, and the TGA is our safety regulator. They were cautious in assessing the 12 to 15-year-olds. They assessed the data carefully. They made their decision. We're rolling that program out now with 690,000 first doses and 190,000 second doses. And so we'll continue to follow that medical advice.
A man armed with a bow and arrows has killed 5 people in the Norwegian town of Kongsberg before he was arrested. 2 others have been injured. Local police chief says authorities are investigating.
From the information we have now, the person has carried out these actions alone. From the course of events, it is natural to consider whether this is an act of terrorism, but the apprehended hasn't been questioned, and it is therefore too early to say anything about this.
Acting Prime Minister Erna Solberg has described the attack as gruesome, adding it's too early to speculate on the man's motive. A law to legalise voluntary assisted dying in New South Wales is being formally introduced today. Independent MP Alex Greenwich is leading the push, but both the major party leaders, Premier Dominic Perrottet and the opposition leader Chris Minns, will vote against the bill. However, Mr. Perrottet says members will be allowed a conscience vote.
I've made it very clear that my position on this bill is that I will personally oppose it, but ultimately I'll provide members of my team a conscience vote on the issue. That's the tradition, the long-standing tradition of the party. What this comes down to is providing care and compassion to those people as their life comes to an end. And I think in many ways, poor indict of society, that many people feel that they have to end their lives in this way.
Australian marathon swimmer Chloe McArdle has been crowned the Queen of the English Channel, crossing it more times than anyone else. The 36-year-old Australian swimmer completed the 44th crossing, eclipsing the previous record held by British swimmer Alison Streeter. After starting at night in Dover, she touched the French side after a 10-hour swim.
Oh, I'm buzzing right now. I feel like I could go again and swim the channel tomorrow, but that's not a very good idea. I had very favourable conditions, so I'm not exhausted and worn out, which I often am after swimming the channel, which was nice. I really got to enjoy and soak in every minute because I wasn't getting bashed around by the channel. So I've got energy, I feel great, and it's really, really amazing.
McArdle was diagnosed with a chest infection at the weekend and had to postpone her record swim by 3 days. Well, now today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 25 degrees. Adelaide, showers easing, 16. Melbourne, showery and 19. Hobart, rain increasing, 17. Canberra, showers, a possible storm, 18. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, showers as well and a possible storm, 28. Brisbane, showers and a possible storm, 25. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.